the Dublin News Centre. This is 98FM. First for Dublin News.
At 6, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. A Ballyfermot woman says she's being fined because her bin company found 4 Toffee Pops in her recycling.
They said that they had video evidence that there was 4 Toffee Pop biscuits in the bin. My bins are kept in the front yard. The kids are using the bins constantly. I just don't see why I should have to pay this fine. I mean, anyone can put anything in anyone's bins. And they're outside.
A number of firms are now finding people if they find rubbish in the wrong bin. One of them, Greyhound, says it gives customers plenty of time to change their ways before issuing its €30 charge. Dublin City Councillor John Lyons says people can't watch their bins all day.
Where does the responsibility lie? If a private waste operator isn't going to collect the bin as they say they will early in the morning and they leave it for 10, 12 hours, then that just opens it up to the potential that bins are going to be contaminated.
A Clondalkin TD has called the doll a kip. Gino Kenny was voicing his upset that his bill to get medicinal cannabis legalised has been thrown out over legal difficulties. The Cian Corlea Sean O'Farrell was less than impressed with his choice of words.
To refer to the National Parliament as a kip would be to denigrate the entire democratic mandate that we have. It is beyond me why any member would want to be a member of a democratic institution that they consider a kip.
The EU is being asked to ban booze on all planes to Spain's party islands. Tourism bosses want flights within Europe that are heading to Ibiza and Magaluf to be dry. These passengers at Dublin Airport have been giving us their reaction.
You're paying for your flight, so why not? Well, I just stock up before we go on board.
You'd have to have a drink when you're going on holidays.
A former Fair City actor has admitted assaulting his girlfriend in Ballymun. Patrick Fitzpatrick, who used to play Zumo, previously took part in a campaign for a domestic violence charity. Katrina Gleeson is with Safe Ireland.
We're delighted that the case has come to court, that there's been a plea, but we're saying clearly that in terms of men's role in raising awareness around domestic violence, it's critical as we go forward because it's everybody's business.
One of the most dangerous breeds of jellyfish have arrived along Dublin's coast. Signs and red flags near Sea Point are warning people to stay out of the water. Local councillor Cormac Devlin explains what makes the lion's mane so dangerous.
It's the type of sting itself, that the hairline tentacles are so long that they obviously spread out throughout the water. And last year there were 17 of these lion's mane jellyfish removed from the shoreline by the council.
Cigarettes thought to be worth €3.5 million have been seized by officers at Dublin Port. They were hidden in a container which arrived on a ship from Vietnam through Rotterdam last night. And Guinness wants to double the size of its gravity bar. 250 building jobs will be created if the Home of the Black Stuff gets approval for expansion plans. Here's 98FM's Aideen Finnegan.
16.5 million people have visited the Guinness storehouse since it opened to tourists back in 2000. The 7-story building is where yeast used to be added to the famous stout during the fermentation process. One of the most famous parts of the tour is the gravity bar on top, which has 360-degree views of the city. Subject to planning permission, it's to double in size, so it can hold 500 people when the expansion is finished. CEO Paul Carthy says it will be an employment boost for the area too.
There will be 250 jobs initially with the building work. And of course it'll bring extra people into the area, and of course as business increases, more jobs will be created over time.
As part of the €16 million refurb, a 3-story building beside the storehouse will also be redeveloped to provide more space for the archives, as well as a merchandise store and employee hub. The building will remain open for business while the revamp is taking place. 98FM, first for Dublin News.
On the way, 98FM Sport.
This is The Big Ride Home with Derek Quilty on 98FM. It's 5:30 and the marvellous Brendan O'Loughlin has your news headlines.
For the first time in 90 years, pubs, clubs and off-licences will be allowed to open this Good Friday. The Dáil's lifted the ban. The President's expected to approve it in time for Easter.
Brilliant. The apocalypse is going to happen now thanks to that. We're all going to die. Thanks a lot, Dáil.
In other news, a candlelit vigil will be held this evening in memory of the latest victim of the Hutch Kinahan feud. Derek Coakley Hutch was shot dead in Clondalkin at the weekend. And 12 camels have been banned from a beauty pageant after getting Botox injections to make them look better.
We need to stop the show there for a second.
Will I read that again?
We just need to stop. It's 2018.
It is.
Allegedly, we're supposed to be in the future.
Mm-hmm. Hoverboards and all that.
12 camels have been banned from a beauty pageant.
Yep.
after getting Botox injections to make them look better.
Yeah. Right, the competition is held in Saudi Arabia every year. They were kicked out after judges caught a vet giving them facial fillers, right? If you're not familiar, I don't know about you, but I'm not familiar. Delicate ears, large lips and a big nose are considered to be key attributes in camel beauty, for those that, you know, weren't okay with that. In this competition, though, all these things must come naturally to your camel, and artificial enhancements are a no-no. The son of one breeder has admitted they've given their camels Botox. He's explained, and I quote, "It makes the head more inflated, so when the camel comes, it's like, oh, look at how big that head is." Up to 30,000 camels compete in the month-long festival every year, with a top prize fund of more than 4 million euro.
I don't know what to say. Firstly, if you came in here and you said, and in breaking news, they have camel beauty pageants in Saudi Arabia.
That would have been news itself, I suppose.
That's gas enough as it is.
No.
Not only is there a camel beauty pageant, they do Botox on the camels.
Yeah.
And they tried to give them, what was it, luscious lips?
What was it? Large lips, delicate ears and big noses, apparently.
Who judges this?
I don't know. It happens every year. 30,000 camels and 4 million quid. At 12, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. The highest alert for snow and ice in Dublin has been extended. We're now being told we'll have to deal with blizzard-like conditions until at least Friday afternoon. Forecaster Joan Blackburn's just given us this update.
Later on tomorrow, we've got a band of snow, an actual band moving right up over the country rather than showers. And that's expected to give the worst of its snowfall through Munster and Leinster.
Employers are being told to make sure their staff can get to and from work safely. This man has walked his normal route.
This is my 8 kilometre. Simpler than trying to rely on public transport, so long as you're kitted out. Boots with steel grips, walking poles, and large whiskey. No, honestly, not a large whiskey. A strong cup of tea, and that's it.
Dublin Bus, Lewis, Irish Rail and Bus Éireann services are all running with severe restrictions and diversions. More than 200 flights at Dublin Airport have now been cancelled. Siobhan O'Donnell's with the DAA.
Status red has been issued. I don't think anybody would quibble with the fact that flight operations had to be suspended based on the fact of the conditions that we're experiencing now. Safety first, last and always.
Most schools and colleges are closed and homeless people are being encouraged to take shelter. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is paying tribute to those helping rough sleepers stay safe.
Enormous work has been done by the homeless teams last night, making sure that rough sleepers were encouraged to come in. I'm told this morning that less than a dozen didn't come in, and there is food, shelter and warmth for anyone who needs it in terms of emergency accommodation.
As well as stocking up on essentials, we're also being reminded to check in on the elderly and take pets in from the cold. You can find the latest weather information on 98fm.com. In other news, a protest is being held outside Leinster House calling for an end to child homelessness. The latest figures show more than 3,200 children were living in emergency accommodation last month. A 15-year-old's gone missing from her home in Ballyfermot. At 98fm, we've tweeted a photo of Kim Berry as well as details on how you can help. And if you're having a snow day like this fella,
good, because I hate school.
Check out 98fm online for a list of the best hills around Dublin to go sledding. For more Dublin news, check out 98fm.com. 98FM and
this is The Big Ride Home with Dara Quilty, 98FM. It's 5:30 and Brendan O'Loughlin has your news headlines over there.
They are appealing, pleading with people living in the north inner city to give them information which can stop gangland killings. It's after another murder last night which saw 27-year-old Jason Budda Molyneux shot dead on North Strand. Officers want to speak with anyone who was around the James Larkin flats between 8 and 10 last night. Cannabis, thought to be worth almost a quarter of a million euros, being found hidden in a large teddy bear in the west of the city. During the search of a house, officers also seized 10 grand's worth of cocaine. A 55-year-old has been arrested. And last week, we brought you camels getting Botox. Remember them?
You need to refresh people's memory, Brendan.
So the camels, there was each year in Saudi Arabia, there is a camel beauty pageant. Yeah. And 12 of them were disqualified this year after it was found that a vet had been injecting them with Botox to make their faces look fuller.
That was the best news story. That was the best news story you've ever brought to 98FM.
Thanks very much. This week, It's killer whales that can speak.
Yeah, I'd believe that. Dolphins can speak, can't they?
Sort of. So her name is Wiki. She's a captive killer whale. Lives at a theme park in France. She's been trained to repeat human words through her blowhole. So basically, trainers figured that she'd already been able to repeat tricks that she's taught to perform, so like stunts and whatever.
Blowhole. Sorry, go on.
So they tried it with words. So they said a word, and they got Wiki to repeat the word through her blowhole, right?
This is the thing on the top of the head that
this
goes
is the thing on the, yeah.
With the water.
Yeah, and she can do that as well.
Yeah.
So here's how it sounds, right?
Oh, sorry. I need to turn yourself.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello? Amy? One, two, three. Bye-bye.
My favourite one is definitely... Which reminded me of the second I heard it. I was like, hold on a minute, that sounds familiar. Sounds like Mr. Blobby.
Sorry. Go back to the start.
Hello. Amy. One, two, three. Bye-bye.
So there's that.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
They thought, I mean, just let the whales live in the ocean, lads. I don't know where you find this stuff, Brendan O'Loughlin, but once again...
From the Dublin News Centre, this is 98FM, the sound of the city.
At 5, I'm Brendan O'Loughlin. Good evening. A city centre street market, which has been held every Saturday for the last 100 years, is under threat of being shut down. The City Council isn't expected to renew licences for Cumberland Street traders because of problems with illegal trading and waste management. 86-year-old Tess Carroll's been working at the market every Saturday for the last 60 years. She's been telling us why she's not ready to stop yet.
There's an awful lot depends on this market. They all have bills to pay. They all have their mouths to feed. And you just can't let that go. Oh, there's no one to beat the atmosphere that's here. They're a pantomime. They're as better than any doctor. They're as good as a tonic. Oh, oh, they are new in all fairness.
Local councillor Christy Burke says getting rid of the market will be like taking the sea away from the seaside.
It's part of the culture. It's part of our heritage. And it's a market that's not doing any harm to anybody. And I really hope that the officials of DCC put together a report to retain the 11 stallholders who have yearly permits.
There's a call for the Pope to visit the North Inner City when he's in Dublin this summer. It's hoped Pope Francis could meet families and call for peace between the rival Hutch Kinahan gangs. Independent councillor Neil Ring says any intervention will be welcome.
All the people of the North Inner City want is just a normal existence. It's a close-knit community. Everybody will be welcoming Pope Francis to the streets of the North Inner City, and if he could do something about the ongoing feud, that would be an absolute added bonus.
Dozens of people near Clonsilla have been queuing to buy houses that haven't even gone on sale yet. Those desperate for a home at Hansfield have been handed numbered tickets and told to come back on Friday. These people who weren't queuing are baffled.
Have we learned anything? Because the last time this happened, we had a massive recession in this country, and we're heading for it again.
But why queue if you're not going to get it? Queue, yeah, I want it. I'm buying it. I need it.
A retrial's been ordered for a man convicted of a murder outside an Abercabarra in Crumlin. Brian Rattigan had been jailed for life for stabbing Declan Gavin to death in 2001. After his conviction was quashed, judges have now ruled the case should be heard again. A judge has lifted a ban on reporting legal arguments made during the Belfast rugby rape trial. It's been 2 weeks since Paddy Jackson and Stuart Olding were acquitted. 98FM's Frank Rainey has this report. It contains some graphic detail.
Until now, the public wouldn't have known that additional blood staining on Paddy Jackson's bed sheets was airbrushed from the photo shown to the jurors. The judge heard it belonged to a non-related person, and his barrister successfully argued it was capable of causing real prejudice. A short video of a spit roasting sent by Rory Harrison to Stuart Olding was also deemed inadmissible. Mr. Harrison was acquitted of perverting the course of justice and withholding information. There was also an unsuccessful attempt to stop the trial after Naomi Long, the leader of the Alliance Party in Northern Ireland, tweeted about something Mr. Olding's barrister said during his closing speech. Mr. Jackson's barrister also applied for the jury to be discharged because of Judge Patricia Smith's tone during her charge. He claimed there was a degree of sympathy while dealing with the complainant's evidence. In any event, all attempts to stop the trial were unsuccessful, and the jury returned with unanimous verdicts of not guilty this day 2 weeks ago.
Finally this evening, a Dublin football club is pitching some grand designs. St. Patrick's Athletic wants to build a stadium on top of a shopping centre. Here's 98FM's Aideen Finnegan.
A decision on the long-awaited regeneration of one of the most neglected parts of the city is due in the coming months. St. Pat's Athletic wants in. It's proposing it crosses the river from Richmond Park to set up a permanent base at St. Michael's Station in Shakur. The club's commissioned an international architect to design a football stadium that would sit on top of a shopping centre. It would accommodate 12,000 spectators with covered seating and an underground car park. St. Pat's chairman Tom O'Mahony says it's been done before in other European countries.
I know it seems very, very unusual, but it's a tried and trusted model. And when you think about it, the things that you need in a modern stadium, you need lots of car parking, maybe places for people to have a cup of coffee or a drink afterwards.
It would mean Inchicore would get a UEFA Category 3 stadium like Anfield in Liverpool or the Stadium of Light in Sunderland. Not only that, but the project would include housing, most likely high-density apartments on Emmett Road. If given the go-ahead, St. Pat's believes it could turn the whole thing around by 2020. 98FM, first for Dublin News.
You're up to date on 98.
And there are just hours to go until Dublin rings in 2018. Codaline, Hudson Taylor and Key West headline the New Year's Eve festival later on Custom House Quay. 98FM's Brendan O'Loughlin has been taking a look back at some of the news stories that made headlines in 2017.
2017 was the year Ibrahim Halawa was finally allowed home to Dublin.
I come back to the places where we found us.
I really want to thank the haters as well because, you know, they made me stronger.
There was a shortage of housing, rents kept rising, and homeless people died on the streets.
There's money there. We just have to use it. We have to build social housing.
There were a number of terrorist attacks, including at Ariana Grande's concert in Manchester.
Mad, chaotic rush to the nearest exit.
In politics, Brexit talks moved on. The abortion committee formally recommended repealing the eighth, and Ireland got its first mixed-race, openly gay Taoiseach in Leo Varadkar.
Every boy and girl can know that there's no limit to their possibilities if they're given the opportunity.
Conor McGregor lost his Vegas fight.
I didn't anticipate that.
Dublin won a third All-Ireland in a row.
Look what it means to the fans and to the players.
And the Lewis Cross City line finally opened.
Fantastic day to be here now and to see it operating.
Four crew died when rescue helicopter 116 came down and Hurricane Ophelia swept across the country.
You don't know where it's coming from, so this could all turn.
Fake news was Collins Dictionary's word of the year.
Fake news.
The Silence Breakers were Time Magazine's person of the year. And an old friend returned to Grafton Street as Bewley's reopened its doors.
I always thought it would rise from the ashes again. And what I see this morning is a magnificent spectacle.
So, looking back on 2017, here's to 2018 and a very happy new year.